You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
As we start with the Word of God, I'd like to ask you a question, and the question goes like this. If you know the end will come, if you know the end will come this week, or tomorrow, maybe, or you will know the end will come tonight, what will you do? Do something differently. What is that? If you know the end will come tonight, what will you do? A lot of people would say, you know, I'm a Christian, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather all my family or every member of the family and share to them the gospel. I want to make sure that they're all going to be saved. A person will say, well, guess what? I'm going to gather all my families and share to them and let them know how much I love them. I haven't told them that I love them. I'm not a verbal type of a person, but I'm going to tell them once and for all, I'm going to tell them that I love them. One person would say, guess what? I'm going to let them know, gather everyone, and make sure I divide my properties, give them the property according to who they are, based on the number of properties that I have, all my wealth, I'm going to give them my property. Para namang magugunaw na ngayon mundo eh. Okay, bibigay pa rin nila yung property niya, di ba? So here's the question. If you know that the end will come today, what will you do? There's a lot of predictions, a lot of hearsay, a lot of talk going on in the Christian world and in the world today with the technology that we have in the internet regarding the end times. I just want to let you know, before internet came to pass, came to our being, all this prediction has been there since the very beginning on the second century by the name of Montanus. Montanus declared himself to be the Spirit of Truth, the personification of the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Gospel of John, who was to reveal all the truth. He said, I have the truth, and this is the truth. How many of you know that it doesn't sound new already? A lot of persons will claim they have the truth, and this is the old truth or the new truth, whatever the truth it is. But how many of you know this is not new already upon us? People will declare and declare themselves as not just the truth, but they will declare that an appointed Son of God, all right, is upon us in this generation, right? It's not new anymore. This guy claimed he was the truth, and he said the Holy Spirit is with him and speaking through him, with prophesying that shortly Jesus would return. After second century, Jesus had not returned yet. Showing our respect to all the religions, there's one specific religion. I'll mention that. All due respect with Jehovah's Witness. Made a number of predictions. In fact, they said back in 1914 that based on the prediction prophecies of the book of Daniel, that the end will come. They changed the meaning of the prediction and stated that it was the date that Jesus would begin to rule. Jesus is going to come and he will rule invisibly. Some other years of the group that predicted that the end world will come back in 1914. After that, Jesus did not return. They said, 1915, Jesus will come. 1915, he did not return. They said, 1918, now, 1920, 25, 1941, 1975, I'm 5 years old. And still, Jesus did not return. And until 1994, Jesus has not returned yet. And they finally stopped. Butin na lang. There was this guy who wrote a book, 86 Reasons Why Jesus Will Be Back, 1986, year 1986. He wrote a book. Many people bought that book. After 1986, Jesus did not return. And he wrote another book, 87 Reasons Why Jesus Would Come Back in 1987. After 1987, Jesus didn't show up. He wrote again a book, 1988, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Would Be Back. Guess what happened? This guy by the name of Edgar Wisenant. Imagine 4.5 million copies of the book were bought, and this false prediction was based on the interpretation of Isaiah 66 to the rebirth of Israel on May 14, 1948, and that Israel was the fig tree in Matthew 24. Jesus has not yet returned. A pastor like me in Korea back in 1992 declared by the name of Lee Jang-rim that the rapture would occur the date October 28th. After 2 years, he was jailed for defrauding his followers, persuading that the world would start coming to an end. Then after that, at age 46, had apologized. I'm sorry, it did not come. But what happened was, he was jailed for the reason that it cost his followers, all right, to quit their jobs, sold their homes, gave their assets to the church, and led their families in the belief that they would be lifted to heaven before pestilence in the earth. Jesus has never come. What's troubling is this guy is a pastor like me. Recently, a person by the name of Harold Kumping, general manager of Family Radio and Bible Teacher, claimed that rapture would occur May 21st of 2011. Follow the end of the world on October 21st. On the same year, it did not happen. There's lots of buzz going around the Christian world claiming that this guy is the credible one. It did not happen. And guess what? According to Mayan calendar, the world will end December 21st, 2012. We have three more months. Hindi po tayo aabot ng Christmas. Mag-celebrate na po tayo ng November 25. What is this hearsays and prediction going on around us? Guess what? I think this is one of the most intriguing, if not the number one intriguing question. Is Jesus going to be back this year with all the videos and the films and what Hollywood would show 2012, which one of our stations will show this sometime, I guess, this week or this weekend, that it's going to be the end of the world. You know what's disturbing and alarming? People who did this have a knowledge about the Bible. People who predicted and shared such statements started good in their walk with God. But down the road, down the path, something was missing, and they just hit the wall and claiming, hey, look, I got a spirit of truth. Hey, look, by revelation, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Oh, yeah? Good for you. If the Holy Spirit would speak to you, then the Holy Spirit probably could speak to all of us. What's disturbing is there are leaders of the church, which I want to submit to you today, that even pastors like me could be deceived. And that's why I'm thankful that the way we build is that we don't build ourselves independently as if this Victory Metro East is the church or Pastor Alfred, and whatever he says, we'll just, no choice, we'll follow. We have learned so much from church history that the body of Christ is one, and we need to respect people that God has given leadership. And I thank God that even the way we build church isn't like that. We are not in an independent church. We are under a covering, not only in our own movement, but here in the Philippines, we're under PCEC. I just want to let you know if you don't know. We abide with Christian doctrines and believe that we cannot just make a declaration of what will come in the future. We can't do that. That's why I want to tell you this. You might be here today But I hope we could end this the right way, ending it right, that Jesus will be honored and we keep on making disciples. Are you here with me? There are a few things that I believe it's important for us to understand, that the way we view future greatly affects how we live today. Kung ano po yung pananaw natin sa, okay, sa future, sa mangyayari po, greatly affects our stand, our belief. And having said that, all right, our goal today is to answer the uncertainty in the minds of our people regarding predictions, regarding statements, regarding what the world will say, even the newspapers and Christian books that we encounter, that I hope we're going to look into the Word of God and what the Word of God says regarding the end times. Are you here with me? So, thank God you are in the right place right now. One thing for sure, this is what we're going to follow. Apart from this, I myself can make a big blunder if we're not going to follow God's Word. We submit ourselves to God's Word. No matter how anointed you are, propetika pa, you raise people from the dead, no matter how anointed a person is, the Word of God is infallible. We follow God's Word. We want to make sure we adhere to what the Word of God says. And the Scripture talks about the second coming of Christ. We're going to talk about that next week. The Scripture talks about the millennium, final judgment, eternal punishment for unbelievers, eternal rewards for believers, new heaven and a new earth. We're not supposed to argue and debate on certain issues. We're supposed to be advancing the kingdom of God. Are you here with me? Instead of arguing, this is my stand. Ano mang stand nyo sa ganito? What could we learn with all the predictions and those people who made a big blunder? They're spiritual people, spiritual leaders. What can we learn and how can we approach these kinds of questions and statements? Here's what it is. Number one, let's focus not on the dates and times, but on God's purpose for us. Focus not on the dates and times, but for God's purpose. Here's what it says. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. So when they met together, remember, Jesus was resurrected from the dead. These disciples asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? How many of you believe that that's a valid question? They were just asking a question. You can bring it up. And these disciples asked Jesus straightly, Lord, what about the kingdom of Israel? Are you going to restore it? And here's what Jesus says, verse 7. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Here's what Jesus was saying. Will you focus on the tasks I'm asking you to do? Will you not focus on the things that doesn't matter to you? It doesn't matter. It matters to my dad. You know what I'm saying, guys? But let's just focus on the purpose. Your purpose. And here's the purpose. I've included you. I've saved you. And this time, I'm asking you to go out and reach the world for me. Ang problema, mga kapatid, paminsan tayo, akala natin, dinadaan natin sa pagiging intrigero natin. Hello? So we want to know the private lives of people. Yung mga artista, kakala natin, kaya natin si Lord Danny sa ganun. Lord, kailan ba talaga? Akala natin yung God is a God of show business. But we cannot ask God certain questions that doesn't really belong to us or it does not really matter. Are you here with me? Hindi upang showbiz si Lord. Uy, grabe, alam niyo ba yung nangyari? May asawa pala si Chris Aquino na who wants to run in the Senate. Alam niyo ba yun? Hindi niyo alam. God wants us to focus on the task and not on the times and the dates. Are you here with me? Hindi na ho natin problema. Huwag na ho tayo mag-imbestiga. All right? We'll just focus on what God wants. And here's our posture. Lord, I'm thankful. I'm grateful that you let me be part of your great plan. I don't deserve to stand here before you, but Lord, you let me be part of it so that your kingdom will advance. And no, Lord, you know me. I'm weak. I'm nobody. I have nothing to prove. And yet, Lord, I thank you. You chose me. He chose us out of the millions of people living on this earth. He chose you with such purpose, set apart only for you, that if you're going to focus doing that and forget about those kinds of stuff, it doesn't matter anyhow. Hindi ko na problema. Yung problema na ni Lord yun. Basta focus tayo. Lord, there's a task. Ang dami kailangan masave. Yung mga magulang pa natin, baka hindi pa nga save eh. Relatives natin, kaibigan natin, nasa na sila? Tapos mag-iisip tayo, uy, naku, magugunaw na yung mundo. Going back to the question, why do you start doing what you need to do if you think the world will end today? Why wait for the time for you to know? We will never know when will be the date and the time that the end will come. Are you here with me? So let's focus on God's purpose. Amen? Secondly, focus not on any predictions, but on God's power for us. Here's what it says, Acts chapter 1, verse 4. On one occasion while he was eating with them, the same place, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. All right? And here's the promise, jumping to 8. Again, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Folks, listen, let us not focus on the prediction, what other people are saying, but let's focus on the power of God that God gave you in order for us to advance God's kingdom. You are not alone, but the Holy Spirit is with you to empower you to make a difference in your life and the generations to come. Can you say amen to that? Here's Mark chapter 16 says. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. That's the heart of God. Forget about the dates. Forget about the prediction. But you need to understand, you go out there and preach my word. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17. And this signs will accompany those who what? Those who what? How many believers do we have here in the house? Lift up your hands. Are you a believer? Here's the promise of God for you. Here's the power of God for you. In my name, they will drive out demons. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you drive out a demon? You need a pastor? Who says you need a pastor? But the Bible says, just a believer. When was the last time we casted out a demon? You don't need a pastor. If a demon would manifest, hallelujah, let them manifest. We're going to kick their butts out. Amen. You don't need me. You take somebody, you exactly, because of the power of God. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. It's a spiritual manifestation of the Spirit. There's such thing as tongues. And the Bible says it's an infilling of the Holy Spirit. The evidence is about tongues. Let's move on. They will pick up snakes with their hands. When was the last time you pick up a snake? The last time I pick up a worm. All right? Snakes. Snakes? Baka yung katabi mo. No. When they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. You don't need a pastor to pray for you in order for you to receive healing. All it takes is a believer. Right. On my way up, before the 3 p.m. service, just with me and my son, my youngest son, Jermaine, I was telling his son, can you pray for me? I'm preaching. Oh, okay. I just need somebody to pray for me. It's my son. I don't need any kind of anointed pastor calling Maurice Arulo, calling Eddie Villanueva, Pastor Eddie. And I want to tell you this. I want to submit to you. The same anointing, the same power that all these great men of God has is the same Holy Spirit that resides on us. Let's not focus on the prediction of others, but on God's power that is available for all of us. This is a matter of where we put our faith and our hope in. We should not be troubled by what we hear from the media, what we read from the secular books, even in the Christian books. You got to be careful what you read also. Not because they're Christians and they're Christian authors, they're okay. No, they're not. But our faith should always be based on the eternal Word of God. Sometimes whenever I read a newspaper, I'm discouraged. I close it and read God's Word. Because the newspaper will tell you facts. It's a fact. It's what's happening. But this Word will tell you what's truth. If you're living in poverty, this Word will change us in order to live a successful lives. And the life of prosperity. Hallelujah. Mag-ingat po tayo sa mga pinariringan natin. Lalo ni mga kamunduhan na sinasabi ganito, uy naku, atakihin tayo ng China. Magiging ano na naman ta. Cut the crap. Alright? Are you still here? And let me encourage you today. Genesis chapter 9. Here's the background. Remember, Noah was asked by God, build an ark. Family put in all the different animals. First time, the world experienced a rain. They don't know what the rain is. And when they experience rain, guess what? It's not just a rain. Non-stop of rain that caused the flood. The whole world dead. Except this family. And here's what God says. Verse 12. This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you, every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. All right? All generations to come, a covenant. I have set my rainbow in the clouds. How many of you have seen a rainbow? How many of you have not seen a rainbow? Okay, yung rainbow, yung maraming kulay. All right, parang crayola. All right, rainbow. It will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Okay? Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. How many of you believe that we're part of that? Part of it. Verse 17. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. How many of you have seen videos and movies where there's a big flood hitting New York City? Now tell me, which is truth? Those Hollywood movies or God's Word? Will God destroy the earth with floods? Hindi, baka mamaya may ano eh. Biglang may meteor eh, tumama sa earth. Hello? Eh, pastor, bakit ganun? Bakit yung undoy? Bakit yung habagat? May baha, may ulan na ganun. Bakit? Eh, bakit di magkakaroon nun? Eh, iniba natin yung kamunduhan. Alam mo na yung pagyoyosi mo, hindi nakakatulong sa baga mo, lalo na sa environment that makes the world, what they call ozone layer, it's supposed to be thick, but it's getting thin. And that's the reason why there's climate change that occurs. And it's not God's fault. It's our fault. Bakit may baha? Saan ka ba nagtatapon ng basura? Yung mga wrappers, where do you... Or your cigarette butts. Sorry to say that. You are not helping the world and you are not pleasing God based on your own habits. And don't you worry, I still love you, all right? Just want to let you know. But I just want to let you know, this is happening not because of God, but because of you. It's because of us. Got it? But God made a covenant, never again. I will not destroy the earth with floods. That I did right there in Genesis. Number three, focus on God's promise and Christ-like attitude. Sabi ni Acts 1:11, men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking in the sky? The same Jesus who had been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go in heaven. Luke chapter 21, 27. At the time they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and in great glory. Here's the good news. Jesus is coming back. It's not a question whether Jesus is alive or Jesus is dead. He is alive. And he's coming back. But the question is, boils down to, with all these predictions and hearsay, what does this produce in us?
Magugunaw na yung mundo. Alam na yung Mayan calendar. Hindi tayo mag-spend ng Christmas together.
What does this produce in us? Does it produce fear or hope? Titus chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. While we wait for the blessed hope, everybody say blessed hope. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. There's a blessed, incredible hope for all of us because of the appearing and the coming of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords in our own lives. Can you say amen to that? Amen. The word wait here means to look forward. It means that we anticipate, expect the fulfillment of this promise. And this gives us hope and confidence, having the expectation of eternal salvation that God is coming back for his church. Wait. In Tagalog, antay. Alright? Kailangan natin mag-antay. Baka yung tabi mo, yun ay anti-Christ. Sorry po. Alright. Dr. Winston, thank you. Alright. Galing po kay Dr. Winston yan. What does it bring and produce in us? Panic or peace? John 14:27, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you, the world gives. The world will never satisfy you. The world will give you insecurity. It will give you harm. It will give you fear and panic. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus says, and do not be afraid. What is it producing us? Worry or faith? Confusion or victory? John chapter 5, 1 John 5, 4, 5 says, for everyone born of God overcomes what? How many of you, you're born of God. You have Christ in you. The Bible says you are an overcomer. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Folks, there's a bright future ahead of us. We're not here waiting for Jesus to save us because the world is crumbling down. No, the church is going to rise up because we have the answer. We have the message. Hello, we have the Holy Spirit to back us up. We have the wisdom that God can give us the answer, whatever the questions out there. Guess what? All it takes is for a believer to bring the message of hope and peace and love and righteousness to this world. Who is God looking at? The world? No, it's us. In short, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know, and we will never know, the time, place, what the Bible tells us, signs or clues. Tanong ka ba kay Madam Aurin? You will never know. But the most important thing is the attitude we must have as Christians when it comes to the end of the world. Here's what I know. We have a bright future. And today's the best time to live in this world. Hallelujah. In the Philippines, God is promoting us. God is doing something economically, politically, even spiritually. And because of God is coming, guess what? I'm not going to focus on the hearsay, predictions, or whatever people would say. I'm going to look into the Word of God. And here's what matters that I'm going to focus in. Do you realize that this morning, there were 130 plus people went through Victory Weekend and most of them got baptized? That's what I'm going to focus in. I'm going to focus on reaching the students in the campuses who's not yet part of FNY. We're going to focus on those people who needs to have breakthroughs in their lives, in their marriages, raising up their children. Why? Because we have a bright future. And the next generation is so important. Are you here with me? Because this is not about us. And I want to tell you this. I am going to die. Hindi ko maabutan si Jesus. But I'm going to see Jesus in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm not going to wait for a time for Jesus to come back. I don't know. But I'm going to be consumed about the unfortunate people of Victory of Metro East. That we need to extend our hand. That's why we are launching Compassion Ministry in the next few months. Next year. Because we're going to reach out to the poor people, the unfortunate ones who needs education. Pupunta ho tayo. We have launched men and women from Victory West to East. Yung ginagawa po ni Efren Peña Florida. Ano ba ginagawa ni Efren? Di ba nagtutulak siya? Kariton. Tayo, hindi meron po tayong ginawa ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Ito po yung tinatawag na larunungan. Nagdadala po tayo ng toys. Alright? In a backpack full of toys with books. That we're going to different communities. Those who are underprivileged. We're going out there to bring Christ at the same time. Teach them how to read. Teach them how to write. That is what I'm going to be consumed about. To advance the kingdom of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm going to be consumed about raising the next generation. Our children. In the kids' church. How many of you here, you know someone. Your children. Your sons, your daughters. Your pamangkins. Who is right now in the kids' church. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. How many of you know someone? Your own kids. Guess what? They are the future of this nation. And they are the future of Victory Metro East.
Amen.
I just want to let you know. We're going to invest. Raising them up. And we have the finest pastor leading this charge. Folks, we should be involved. About advancing God's kingdom. That's why our desire, it's about discipleship. It's not just about following Christ, but fellowshipping with us. Fishing for men who are not here yet. We're living in a dying world. People are dead spiritually. No matter how big their wealth in life, they are dead. No matter how prominent, powerful, influential they are. As far as this book is concerned, they are dead and they don't have hope the way we do. That's why in Victory, we believe in our eschatology of victory. Let me ask you the question, is sin more powerful than the blood of Jesus? Is your problem, put our all problems combined together, is our problems more powerful than what Christ has done on the cross? Folks, listen. The answer is right here. The answer is right in this room, listening to this preaching. God is not done. He's not through with us yet. The future lies when the church realizes that we are the light of the world, the salt of this earth. And that is why we're going to press on to what matters. It's about discipling. Our children, discipling the nations. It's about us. If you're a business people here, can you pray one thing? Can you pray that God will make you a billionaire? No, I believe in that. If you're a Christian, if you are in business today, pray that you'll be a billionaire for you to advance the kingdom of God. That's it. Pray that you will support missionaries, campus missionaries, like Dan Encarnacion here, like Leo Ray over there, like Lisa Cocueco. Let's pray that there will be more campus missionaries that will be raised up right here in this very place. Pray that there will be more people who will be engaging in the entertainment industry, in the sports world, in education. Pray for yourself that God will use you mightily because He wants to advance the kingdom of God in our time. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Folks, once again, I just want to let you know, we're living in these glorious times. I'm grateful. I don't deserve this. But may all glory belong to Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Can we just pray? Can we just bow our heads right now and pray? Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that our future is secure. Our future is bright. And Lord God, thank you that the church is not defeated. We are victorious. And Lord God, thank you that we have not seen anything yet. There's more to come that we have not seen yet. Lord God, I pray that you prepare everyone for the task ahead of them. I pray that they will encounter you, their purpose. And Lord God, I pray that you bind any form of insecurity in our own selves.